Over the last year, Wisconsin has added sustainability certification for state and county forests. Now the American Tree Farm Program has given its approval to the practices followed by the Managed Forest Law Program for private landowners. Roland Rickert owns 23 acres of forest in rural Dane County. He says he's happy to be part of a group that selectively cuts trees and looks at the long term.
Well, I think it's part of an ethic that's become widespread in the entire country that we want to preserve our forests and to preserve the nice trees for recreation, for people to enjoy, and also for products in the future. It's a curtain of green and just beautiful this time of the year.
Rickert says he's only had one harvest in about 20 years and doesn't plan to do any more tree cutting for at least another decade. Other private landowners may do more frequent harvesting. DNR Chief State Forester Paul DeLong says those who have the sustainability seal may see some economic benefit.
We're starting to see an increasing level of business-to-business seeking out certified product that's been certified as sustainably managed. And by having this certification, it provides an opportunity for landowners to market a wood that they cut to those who are seeking certified product.
DeLong acknowledges it can initially cost forest landowners more money to manage their property sustainably. He says about 1% of the 29,000 landowners in the Managed Forest Law Program have opted out of the sustainable management process. Still, between the private and public forests, about one-third of Wisconsin woodlands now have the environmental seal of approval. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.